realize that I have a burden for that at this exact time, but and when I go away from here, I realize that that burden can fall away easily, and also realize that in speaking to you this morning about this, that I can just be saying these words up here and have a burden on my heart that we all take that deeper step and get closer to Jesus and make sure our Christian lives are secure with eternity. But I could say and say and say it, but it may not penetrate your heart. The Holy Spirit has to do it in each one of our hearts. I can't do it to you. I can't make it possible to affect you like the Holy Spirit needs to. That's the only person that can do it. So I just want to say to you on that we need to depend on the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, to show us and to show us in our hearts what God wants to show us about stepping deeper into the water. And in closing, I'm sure it was in poem form at some time, but there's a song that Sharon Mennonite Bible sang some years ago. They sang it here, actually, and I went and found that. I was didn't have enough time, or I had time. I just didn't want to put the effort to finding the real words, so I listened to the CD till I got the words down. And so when I read this, I'm not sure it's read properly, but if you want it read properly, you can go listen to the song. But this is based off of this chapter that we read, and they really meant a lot to me this week as I was studying. This is about the disciples and Jesus telling him to go to deeper water. Their fishing nets were empty when they first saw the Lord. All night they had been fishing in the waters by the shore. The Lord said, "Go to deeper waters, cast your nets once more." And because they obeyed, they would never be the same. Go to deep waters, go to deep waters, where only faith will let you go. Go out to deep waters, harvest of faith will overflow. They cast their nets, and almost before they could begin, their nets were overflowing, and they had to pull them in. And although this was their greatest catch, their fishing days were at end, for they abandoned all when they heard the Master's call. Go to deep waters, where only faith will let you go. Go out to deep waters, harvest of faith will overflow. And I think the thing that means the most to me about that little poem song is that it takes faith. But we will reap the harvest of faith if we will go ahead and listen to the call, the Master's call, when he asks us to step into deeper waters. Thank you for your attention.